WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and as you know, our Uncommon Economic Indicators series continues with your stories, videos, photos coming into the Uncommon Economic Indicators submission page at WNYC.org. Keep them coming. There's a story archive, a blog, and an interactive map all right there. You can upload audio and video. We also have the Uncommon Economic Indicators hotline up and running now at 1-800-543-2543. We thought you'd like to hear some of the recent submissions to the hotline.
Hi, I'm afraid this indicator is probably going to become all too common. I meet a friend for coffee at a diner on Broadway called the Key West, about 95th Street. And around the corner is a hotel that caters a lot to tourists. So the Key West had a lot of people coming in there, and recently we've gone in there, and there have been plenty of seats. I think it says something about tourism and people eating out.
I passed the dry cleaners the other day on 72nd Street that had a sign in the window that said, if you've lost your job and need a outfit clean for an interview, we'll clean it for free.
I'm a landlord. I own multiple properties in New Jersey. I have not had an apartment vacancy in 10 years. I now have multiple apartments vacant. I'm dropping the rents like a rock, and I can't even find people to come and look at them.
I drive every day past the Mega Millions billboard, the enormous Mega Millions billboard on the West Side Highway. And yesterday, I saw what I feel is an uncommon economic indicator, even though clearly it was a mistake. The billboard yesterday read minus $12 million, which would imply that if you were so fortunate as to win the lottery, you know, $12 million.
That must have been the uncommon Bernie Madoff billboard. Callers to our Uncommon Economic Indicators hotline. To add your voice or tell your story, call 1-800-543-2543. That's 1-800, then it just counts down, 543-2543. And, of course, you can always visit the Uncommon Economic Indicators homepage at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Now, we noticed an economic indicator on BaristaNet, the New Jersey blog. A Montclair art studio is teaching a class this spring in how to make your own prom dress. So we are joined now by Fern Bass, the owner of Bass Art Studio, and by Fabiola Arias, the designer, who will teach the class. Welcome both of you to WNYC. Hello.
Hi.
Hey there, Brian.
So, Fern Bass, is this class a sign of the economic times?
Absolutely. Yeah, I got really it started with my daughter's prom, my experience of my daughter's prom experience and the amount of money and output and, you know, hair and makeup and a dress and shoes and a bag. And it just really sickened me. So I thought now that everyone's cutting back and our 401ks are in the toilet, I think it's a great idea that people should be sewing their own.
And we should mention that your class is not cheap by most standards. It's $345 for seven classes. But I guess compared to, I don't know what people are spending on prom dresses, but I know that they get into the stratosphere sometimes.
Yes, but, you know, I was sort of agonizing about this, how much of a savings is this. But in fact, once you have the experience of creating and designing your own dress, then you could do it subsequently. You've got a great skill that you could take into the future.
Life skills, in the bargain, not just the dress. So, Fabiola Arias, this isn't just to sew from, you know, a Butterick pattern. This is how to design and sew your dress right from scratch, right?
Exactly, and really creating your own vision in what you want to wear. I mean, I remember when I had my prom, I was able to make my dress, and it was totally unique, and I knew that nobody was going to have it. And I was really fortunate that I knew the skill, that I didn't have to go out and look for a dress. I could just make my own.
So will students, in the spirit of Fern's last answer, be able to make other clothes besides party dresses after taking this class?
Yes. I mean, it doesn't really have to be for prom. If it's not your prom that's coming up, it could be another occasion. You could create an evening dress. So really, it's more like an evening wear kind of class where you get to learn what kind of silks there are, what kind of beautiful organzas there are, and just experiment and really create your own vision.
We have.
And after you've created a prom dress, you could create anything.
All
yeah,
right.
Really.
All right, parents, our phones are open. Have your children started thinking about the prom? Are you listening to this and going, oh, my God, I can't even believe I have to deal with this? Are you planning to cut back from what you might have done a year ago? Are schools stepping in this year to trim the excesses in your experience? 212-433-WNYC. What are your ideas for saving money on prom? 212-433-9692. And what about the outfit itself? You know, a lot of people don't want to look ostentatious in the current climate. Does that extend to the prom dress? Or is this just a time to celebrate this momentous transition out of high school and, you know, the usual rules of the grown-up world and what kind of bag you're going to carry and stuff like that just don't apply? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Parents, get your calls right in, and we'll turn you around real quick. Are there tricks of the trade, Fabiola, that save money? Can you still get bargains on fabrics and trims in the Fashion District or in Chinatown or somewhere?
Yes, definitely. I mean, the Garment District has so many different fabric stores who all have great deals. And at the same time, it doesn't have to be the most expensive fabric. It could be a very basic silk. And, you know, the key thing is what you do with it, what you create with it, I think, is really where the creativity shows.
Celeste in Stamford, you're on WNYC. Hi, Celeste. Celeste? Oh, we lost Celeste. All right, let's see. All right, I'm just going to take a shot here. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
You're calling the prom segment?
Yes, I am. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. You are on the air. Tell us your story.
I have a comment. I'm incensed that even in a great economic time that anybody would spend an extravagant amount, more than $350 on a prom dress back then. You know, I think it's great that anyone can learn a new skill and create something beautiful. But, you know, I think you can purchase something beautiful and fantastic for less than that. So that's my comment.
Thank you very much for calling. And can I go to Francine on line three? Francine on Long Island. Hi, you're on the air, Francine.
Yes, hi. I have a daughter. She is 15. She'll be going to a prom in about 2 weeks. And I would love to make her a dress. I grew up with a mother who was a seamstress, and I loved all the things that she made for me, but my daughter would never accept me making something for her. And so it's just very disturbing to me that I have a daughter that would not accept anything that I would make for her. But I would love to do that.
Any advice, Fern?
Well, I think maybe she should make her own dress.
Right, because then mom's not doing it for her. She's doing
That's
it
right.
for herself, right?
That's right, and then she can't blame you and be embarrassed by you. She just, you know, she just has herself there.
Do you think
and
she'd
it's her
find,
own design.
Francine, do you think she'd find it a social embarrassment to say that she made her own dress?
I think she would, yes. At this age, this is a 15-year mark, I think she would not want to say that she made a dress. Mm-hmm. She's got to fit in. She has to have the Hollister sweaters and you know, the things that you buy that all the kids buy today in the stores, but
so,
I do not want to spend the money on it, and I'm going to actually give her just a bottom line number and say, you can only spend, you know, $50 on a dress and just go for it, and that's it.
What do you think the average that her friends will spend actually is?
the average, I think they're going to spend over $150 on a prom dress.
In Montclair, they spend much more.
Like what?
It's crazy. Oh, over $300 and up.
Sid in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sid.
Hi.
And you did what?
I thrifted my dress. I went. My prom was in 2007, and I, you know, I'm a fan of vintage clothing, and I thrifted a dress that was just totally out there. It looks like something Jane Jetson would wear, and I, you know, put my hair in a beehive, and that was, you know, the greatest idea I've had in a while.
And were you a heroine for it? Were you an outcast? Anything?
Well, I dress in vintage clothing pretty much every day, so no one expected anything different.
So that was you.
Yeah, and, you know, I got a lot of compliments for it, and I think it's a great idea for people to do, you know, anyone to do. It's cheaper than buying a new dress. It often looks better.
Sid, thanks a lot. And Sarah B. and Mendham, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. I think this is an amazingly wonderful idea because people who might not have been inspired for this creativity with this challenged time now have like this idea, this light bulb moment going, aha, and if it can make them creative and design more things in their future, clothing, this is amazing. This is beautiful. This is mindful.
All right, Sarah B., thank you. And let's see. Mary in Battery Park City is going to get the last word. Mary, we have 15 seconds for you.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to say my mother taught me and my sister how to sew when we were younger. It was a skill we took with us for the rest of our lives, even if we didn't make our own clothes.
And we're out of time. But, Fern, that's sort of the thing, isn't it, that people aren't passing down the sewing skill in general. So it becomes this exotic thing when we talk about it as an alternative for prom.
Yes, and especially Project Runway these days. I think it's very hot to design your own thing.
Fern Bass, owner of Bass Art Studio, is offering a make-your-own prom dress class in Montclair. Fabiola Arias, the designer who will teach the class. We saw this on BaristaNet, the New Jersey blog. Thanks to both of you for coming on with us.
Thanks so much,
Brian. Megan Ryan, Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, and Kate Hines produced this program. We had intern help from Maggie Martin. And that's Debbie Fountain at the Audio Controls. Talk to you tomorrow. I'm Brian Lehrer.